Blog Talk Radio.
Black people,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, family. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again with another journey in Yahweh's Word, another journey through history, another journey through to the future and back, another journey that we must go on. Abba has us on for just 6 weeks. Prayfully, y'all learned something with the last journey, Brother Yahweh took us on through Yahweh's Word. The journey we on right now with Brother Harvell that Yahweh is taking us on through His Word. The journey that moves, that does not stay still, that the beginning of time to the end of time, and Yahweh's Word can do that. You know, when we talk about a journey, it's not a physical thing. It is a spiritual thing. And prayfully, that our ruachs, our spirits, are growing within these journeys that we're going on. With each journey, each time that you move from one place to another, you should have learned something. But welcome to Kol Elohim. I truly missed it, truly missed it, truly looking forward to this journey. Here, Blog Talk, Bet Yahweh, out of Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we got an interesting journey this time, but let me say the opening prayer before I get to talking. A few moments away from the Shabbat door opening. We got a maybe about, probably another hour this time before the Shabbat door be open, but prayerfully we are ready for the Shabbat to be open and we can enter into Yahweh's rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abiyah. Abiyah. Abiyah, may you give us the understanding and the gift of mercy, the gift of healing, Father. May you continue to endow your children, Yisrael, with your wonderful powers, Father. May you continue to get us on the straight and narrow. May you continue to, with your loving commitment, Abba Yah, when we go to the left and go to the right, bring us back on that straight and narrow, Father, with your mercy, Father, through your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing, whether it be mind, body, or soul, Father, that you touch them, Father, that you heal them, Father, that it be your will to work miracles within their life, Father. Father, those for the adversary who come through and distract, Father, that you allow them to see and learn those lessons that he come and bring, Father, by your commission, Father, because he does nothing without your permission, Father. So may we learn the lessons that we have to learn when that old adversary, your enemy and our enemy, touch us, Father, get us off track, Father, distract us in any and every way that he does, Father, so we continue to grow within your Ruach, Father, we can continue to grow within the body of Yahushua, Father, that we can be pillars in Yisrael, Father, that we can be strong rocks, strong foundations, Father, for your people, Father, for this world, Father, for those who are going to come to Yisrael, Father, that we be able to give them a word, Father, in due season, Father. So continue to deal with us, Father. Continue to bring us closer to you by any means necessary, Father. Because our will is to do thy will, Father. But sometimes our flesh get weak, Father. And our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, Father, as you said in your word. So continue to bring us close to you, Father, by any means necessary, Father. For at the end of it all, we all want salvation. We all want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, Father. So continue to bring us close to you. And may we grow within the 6 weeks, Father. May you move me out of the way, Father, and slow me down and give me the patience and give me your ears, Father. Your Ruach, more of your Ruach, Father. So I won't move ahead of time. I won't say nothing out of order, Father, because you got a journey set up for us. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat, as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies that Shabbat. Amen. 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 Shabbat Shalom once again. Yeshua Al. Shabbat Shalom. And just before we went out the door last time on the last 6 weeks, that I was saying that how Abba was dealing with me with this journey that we about to go on, and what he was giving me for this journey, you know, before we went out the door. And then I remember that I was in my Ruach, I was getting Torah Terrace, right? I was getting Torah Terrace, but Yahweh came and changed that. Was in same thought, though. It is the same thought that we're going to go through, even if I said if we kept it as Torah Terrace, but he changed it. You know, I guess he want us to really see where we're going at, right? Really see. And this 6 weeks journey will be called Menace to Society. Menace to Society. And let that ponder, let that marinate in your Ruach, in the spirit for a moment. And what comes to mind, what comes to your mind, right? What's the first thought? And for me, when I first heard it, the movie, Menace to Society, right? And that was one of the movies that, if you ever watched the movie and it stuck in your spirit and you couldn't get it out your spirit. And for me, the main character in the movie was Old Doug for me. I thought about that character, that young man, for days. For somebody to be so cold-hearted, right? So callous, right? And how he treated other human beings with no care. No care, right? And then, well, how in the world, Abba Yah, gonna give you that to represent Israel? But we're gonna see at the journey, right? We're gonna see, because we are a ministry society. Literally, we go through the statistics and we go out into the neighborhoods and see. We will be that, a ministry society, right? But that's part of the thought. But the main thought is we are menace to halal society. We are menace to this world system. Israel is, that is. Israel is a menace to this world system. We are. We are. And we're going to go through prayerfully that I can stay on point and continue to hear the what Yahweh has been given and talking to me for the longest, for the last 6 weeks. He's been talking to me, been building, although these last 6 weeks has been a journey, has been a challenge, because Halal has been on his job. Satan been on his job. He's been distracting me. He's been throwing everything what they say at me but the kitchen sink, and this time he threw the kitchen sink too, right? Knocked me off the path. I had to get back on the path, and through these last 6 weeks, I've been getting dreams after dreams after dreams, good dreams, and all of them are good, and for me, they may be bad, but they all good, too, if I look at it at the mercy that Yahweh has given, right? Because they warnings of where you are. Now, I've been getting dreams, warning dreams, right, for where I was, where I have been off the path, right? And you get back on that path. You know, I've been talking to my brother, Harvell. I got a chance to talk to the brothers last week when we was out at the park on Shabbat and tell them a few dreams that Abba have been showing me, which beautiful dreams, you know. But Halal been on his job. You know, he about his work. Just like Yahushua have said that I'm about my father's business, well, Halal could say the same thing. I'm about my father's business. And somebody may say, oh, Lord, there you go again, Abba. But understand before you just jump out there. Understand sit back and think about it before you just jump out there and automatically, when you hear something that your ears and your spirit don't agree with, right? Do what Abba told us to do first. Shema, intently, listen intently, and allow the Ruach to run that through you, to run it through your spirit, to run your spirit through the scriptures and do some connections for you before you just jump right out of there and say, oh, no, oh, here we go again. And we got to do that. That's one of that is the first commandment that Yah has given Israel is to Shema. The first thing he wants Israel to do is shut up and listen, Israel. Shut up and listen, Shema. We in a time right now, we in perilous times right now, Israel. I just got to be honest with you. And I understand why Abba is taking us this way. Because we have an adversary out there. And through the years, he has been doing a psyops against Israel. And against the world, too. We're not excluding the world, but more so against Israel. He had been doing a psyops against us, right? Just think about a year or so ago, Abba gave us something. He gave us social engineering, right? 3 weeks later, 3 months later, we see where the whole world was in social engineering. We saw it. We're in it right now, that the world is being socially engineered. The world is being so. Abba gave us that a year or so ago, right? Maybe last February, something like that. That he gave us that. Social engineering. We need. As a matter of fact, I got to go back and listen to it. Good thing is in the archives, so I can go back. I can listen to it because Yahweh's word came true. And if we go back and listen to most of the Moray's lessons, I guarantee they came true. Yahweh was speaking to us, right? Speaking to us, and I pray that Yisrael is listening. And not being caught up in this world system, not getting relaxed back in this world system, right? Because that's what's happening to the masses. The masses are relaxing and assimilating back into the world system. For us, Israel, we still let stand down. That's for us. Hallelujah. I hear you, Abba Yah. I hear you. I hope y'all heard the thunder like I heard it. Right? But go back. Listen. And just think of the last two journeys. You know, think about them. What Yariel was talking about, right? Think about that. How can you go out there and tell the people that they lost, right? And the way that was the heading of the lesson. But in there, He broke down compassion, empathy, apathy, and all these other words to get to the people. In essence, he was talking about himself, but it was started with him, but it went out to the masses, to the assembly, to Yisrael, because at that moment that he picked up where another brother left off, and it was all to do with getting your own house in order. It was good. Pay attention to these things, Israel. Get in your own house in order. Now you got the brother talking about a body. That there is a body that we belong to in the building up of a body. Brother going to talk about another body that's in the earth too. I don't know if he's going to bring that out or not, but if Yahweh speak to him, he will. He built this body. Why? Because there's another body in the earth at the same time that the body of Yahushua is in the earth. There's another body in the earth. I'm going to leave that to that brother who's talking about the body. But pay attention, Israel. Because on the heels of getting your own house in order, what he brought through the respect, the reverence of Yah, Now there's a body that you belong to. So get your own house in order, right? Forgive me for my boy family. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere. Nope. It's going to get right. Excuse me, I laughed. You're going to get up out of here trying that. Not today. That's another thing we got to talk about, too. We got to restore Yisrael's power. We got to restore Yisrael's power. And that's what the ministry society, but the power of Yisrael. The power. See, right now, what's going on in the world are the revelators in Yisrael. Yahweh ain't stopped giving revelation. So where are the revelators? Where are the seers? Where are those who are having dreams, who still telling Israel which way to go? You hear Abba? You hear Abba? You hear the thunder? So where are they? Where are the revelators? Revelation still going out? Where are the dreamers? That Yahweh have a household of dreamers. Are we discerning the signs of the time? Because that's a part of our job, to discern what's going on in this world system right now so the people can be led. Because there's a force that's coming against us, Israel. And we're being distracted. I know. I was distracted all week long. I had got to a point so bad this week that my ruach was so low, I didn't even want to answer a question. That's how low I felt this week. I said, I don't want to answer a question from nobody. Don't even nobody ask me a question. Because all day long, I'm in a position that I got to think for people. I work with mentally challenged people. I got to think for people. I come home, I got my kids. Got my wife. Still got the family of Yisrael too. I didn't even want to think for nobody. Just let my ruach, let my mind just settle down and rest. I was bombarded. And I'm quite sure y'all get like that too. I know more so the Marais get like that. Because they have to have their ear. They have to shema Yahweh's word. They have to listen for Yahweh's word. They have to listen for it. At all times, even when Hillel is doing his thing, acting a fool in their life, turning their lives upside down. Even then, to Shema, it's Abba's word. But we have to be discerning Israel. We have to be listening, shamaring to Yah's word. You have to stay close to that. And we're going to go through this journey. And we're just going to deal with the power of Yahweh. And I want to move so bad and go through this and go through that and just show all at once. Like, look, see, we got an enemy out there. We got somebody out there fighting against us so hard. During the meditation of this week, Yahweh was showing me that there's two very important lessons that should be going out in these days and time. Not saying the rest of them is not important, but there's two very important lessons in every lesson that you can, when I say it, you can pile right up under one another, one of them. The very first lesson that should be going out right now, that is you have salvation in Yahushua HaMashiach. That is the very first lesson that the world should be hearing right now. The day of salvation in him. You have salvation in Yahushua HaMashiach. And the second is the restoration of Yisrael. And every other lesson will fall up under them. Because we're in a point now. Oh, there you go, Brother Ariel. Yisrael, it ain't just about Yisrael. It's about everybody. That's why it's the first one covers everybody. The salvation of the world is Yahushua HaMashiach in each and every human being to grab hold of that. I don't care where you was born at in this world, what nationality you was born under in this world. You have an opportunity to take hold of Yahushua, of the salvation that was given to every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet has an opportunity to grab hold of that. That is the number one lesson teaching should be going out in these days, that is salvation in Yahushua HaMashiach. And by no other that you can be saved, no other that you can be saved, right or wrong. But also, Yahweh said in his word that his people shall return. Brother Shaul, I ain't got this written down. Brother Shaul said this in Romans 11. If, and I'm going to paraphrase it, if the casting away of Israel, y'all know it. Somebody find that for me and send it to me. You can read that. I might not mess it up too much. If the casting away of Israel is riches to the world, how much more Israel, the true root, return? How much more would that be for the world? Now, maybe Brother Shaul was just writing out of his own ruach, right? Maybe out of his own spirit. He just was writing to fill up some paper. Maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe Abba don't mean that when he said Israel is going to come back. Maybe all these people popping up in these last days and fulfilling prophecy does not mean that much to Abba Yah. Does not mean that much. You yourself with your own kids who have strayed away, how much more mean to you if they return? Would it mean to you if your kids who have strayed away from your teaching came back to your bosom? All offer the love of Abraham, or for you offer that one obedient child that you have much delight in. Much delight. Let's get started, though, Israel. You might not get the chance to finish this. And this going to be, we may not be the whole chapter each and every week, but we're going to read this chapter today. And that is in Tehillim, Psalms 149. When we read this all the time, that Yahweh, 149, because again, he had an enemy out there. And I'm going to read the question before I even read this, but I'm going to put the question in your thoughts. What would you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? What would you do if you had an enemy out there, and the only way that it can defeat you, if they get to this power, what would you do to keep them away from the source of the power? What would you do? Now we can see, just with that question alone, on which way we are going in this journey, how the children of Yisrael has been fought against and continue to be continue over. I just think of every single thing in this world, even identity theft, which they didn't steal it, but they sure not allowing us to come to who we are. They sure not allowing us to even get a glimpse to see who we belong to, the source of our power. They don't want us to get to the source of our power. Amen. Now, again, what would you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? You know, once he gets connected to this power, that it's over for you. So what would you do? I just wanted to read that before we get in, have that at the forefront of your mind as we go through this lesson today. And today, All we want to talk about is the power of Yisrael. We want to talk about the power. Abba trying to restore something within us. Trying to restore that power. In fact, the faith. A faith. An unfringed faith that we got to have to even start to act within the power that we have. In fact, a few months back, we talked about this too. We talked about the power a few months back. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people are paying attention to what Abba is telling us. But we know that his word is true. Psalm 49, we're going to read the whole chapter, family. We read this, used to every week anyway. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Yisrael rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their. Let them praise his name in a dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh take pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. And if you paid attention, excuse me, to last week's lesson, Abba is requiring that. But what the respect of Abba, what the reverence of Abba brought out, he's requiring that of us, Israel. Honor me again. If I'm your king, honor me. If I'm the one who gives you salvation, honor me again, Israel. And let's go out and do this thing together. Hallelujah. Let's do this thing together. Honor me again, Israel. Abba waited just until we started teaching, didn't he? May the high praises of Yah be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand. What would you do to your enemy from the source of his power? To execute vengeance on the nation and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All things, his set apart one, and his honor. Hallelujah! Again, what would you do to keep your enemy from the source of their power? Ooh, and trust me, it's a whole lot of crap out there that Israel is caught up in. It is a whole lot of crap out there that Israel is caught up in. Even our angry cousins is a decoy. They are a decoy. They are the ones that Hillel said, all right, roll them out there. Roll them out there first. Let them get out there first. Let them get the people attention first. Let me tell y'all something. We being watched. The quiet ones, the quiet assemblies are being watched. Me and Harvell talked about it. Told him something. Matter of fact, I got a chance to tell him and Mario, and I think I told Amin L. Zakin Amin L, that is. We being watched. You like it or not? Here's a thought. Hillel is not all-knowing, right? Satan, that is. He's not all-knowing. He's not all-powerful. He's not omnipresent at all times. He's not. It's a thought, right? How is he learning then? How is he learning? Even Torah. High learning. Sons and daughters of Yisrael. By the Yisrael of Yah, as Rabbi coined it. That's all he learned. He listening. He listening to the lesson. Guess who else listening to the lesson? Everything that come on Blog Talk, everything that come on YouTube. Guess who else listening to the lesson? Is learning. All learning. All but these spy agents. All of them. They listening. They listening to us. They paying attention. They writing down. They don't know. Better get your ruach in order. Better get your spirit in order. You better get closer to Abba Yah. Paying attention. They listening. Learning. They want to know about prophecies. They got their schools and all that, but they're not getting knowledge from them. Where do you think they're getting knowledge from? Listening to the sons and daughters of Israel, to your conversation, to what you watch on television, to what you say on your phone, to what you do with you. In your everyday life, they listening. You better get that protection of Abba Yah. Here's what I'm going to know. I'm going to tell you. was it last week or week before last week, right? Whatever week it was, the gas shortage. They claim a gas shortage, right? They claim that somebody hacked the gas and all this. This is what they tell us, right? So we listen to what they tell us, right? We and the masses, they actually take heed to what they tell us, because what they do, they run to the gas stations. So at that time, the test was in progress of what happened when the gas go, right? What happened is if people have a shortage of gas, have a shortage of food, what's going to happen? So they got to do these little test runs so they can learn, right? So I was looking at Canadian Preppers, and he was about to talk about the gas shortage and what was going on. So as I'm looking at it on YouTube on my television, my TV goes off. Oh, dang, what happened? I know my TV ain't go up already. Dang, I'm like, what's going on? How my TV go up already? So I get up, I hit the button, it comes back on. But it comes back on only with this little blue box, right? Like three into all the way around and all four. They're like three of them. Little blue box. And the internet ain't dropped, so the cable and all that was still on. The TV went off. And it said in the little blue block, you are watching something very dangerous. Do you want to continue or do you want to cancel? I politely hit cancel. And when I hit cancel, my TV came back on. So it startled me, so I had to sit back in the opposite. They watching. They watching what you watch. They listening. Israel. Are we understanding? Do we really understand where we at? We behind enemy lines. Country we have is our way. That's it. So you get your relationship in order with Abba Yah. Shamar. These lessons that's coming out. Brother said, get your house in order. Get your house in order. Get it in order. So we behind enemy lines. And the thing about it is, you still going to have somebody who don't believe, right? And let me tell y'all something, because I know how we think. We think like that, because I'm human too. This ain't fear mongering. This is warning the people. We don't fearmonger here. Was Yahushua fearmongering when he set the disciples on the Mount of Olives and told them all what was going to happen, or was he giving them warnings? Because we know that Yahweh ain't give us the spirit of fear, right? We know. We do know that. And I pray for we all hold to that when doo-doo hit that. Yahweh ain't giving me the spirit of fear, so whatever's going on right now, I'm not going to be afraid because I don't have the spirit of fear. For some of us, if we warn, it will cut down that because you expect it, right? You would expect that. Something somebody said to me this week, right? And I forgot who it was, but I know it was a coworker or a random stranger. I don't know, probably getting some coffee or something. And he said something about once you, in the sense of once you understand something, then you can't be. That's another thing. Once you understand something, then you can't be surprised no more about it, right? You can't. And we was talking about a behavior, right? He said once you understand, I believe probably was a coworker, understand the behavior of a person, you shouldn't be surprised no more, right? Yeah, we was talking about it, which is true. But how many of us, let's make it personal, with our significant other, still, when our significant other do something, and we know our significant other for years, still get out of whack, still get what they say, bent out of shape. That's the word I can use for that. Still get bent out of shape. And we know our significant other. Something happened when the other pissed the other off. The other do something that the other don't like, but we know them. We understand them. We even know why they do it. We can even go back into the history of what happened to make them do that. Still get bent out of shape. Why is that? And that's all on when Yahushua telling Israel. And what we're talking about right now, warnings, and with the spirit of fear, right? We got three military men in now, as Brother Harwell brought out last week. And all three of them, I believe, went through basic training. Some may even, I believe, out of all of them, Brother Bruce had more. He had years. I believe he just retired 20-something years. In the military. I believe him and Shaba was in Iraq war, Afghanistan, one of them. I don't know. I don't know if Yahya was in the war or not. And all the training that y'all had when you was in war, quick training, jump in. Or was your nerves out of control when you're hearing bullets whizzing by your head? You understand what I'm saying? And this is what Abba is doing for us. He's warning us. So when the bullets is whizzing by our head, we won't totally lose control and remember the training. Give us the spirit of fear. You understand? That he does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power. Now, let me run through these scriptures. Now, I'm not going to run through them, but we're just going to read some scriptures to see the power. Matter of fact, because again, what will you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? What would you do? You know what happened over there in Afghanistan. America lied about Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That's power. So in their minds, let's go over there, let's invade his little country, and let's take his weapons. Let's take, in other words, his power, that he won't use it. Took his power. So again, we're going to run this question. What would you do to your enemy to keep him from the source of his power? Right? What would you do? Now, let's go through the menace to society, right? We're going to go through about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 scriptures so far. And just, we didn't read all these scriptures. Starting at Exodus 19:6. We read all these. We heard these. But again, we want to build this. We want to get to the point of why we are a menace to society. Why Israel is a menace to society. Why? You always want to ask questions, right? Rabbi Gershom Daniel taught me that and taught us that since I've been here, and I'm quite sure he's been teaching that way before I came here. Ask questions. Ask. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. We know the background to this. This is when Yahweh is speaking to Moshe, telling him to tell Israel that you are a kingdom of priests, a holy nation to the Most High. Go to Deuteronomy. I'm going to read these real quick. Just want to establish something. Deuteronomy 7:6. Again, he's going to reiterate it. For you are a holy people to Yahweh, your mighty one. Yahweh, your mighty one, have chosen you to be a people for his own possession above all who are on the face of the earth. You know what, though? I'm going to stop right there. He ain't mean that. You ain't mean that about Israel, Abba. Somebody on this phone going to say that it's everybody. One nation right now. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Talking about one nation right now. Again, you did tune into EB culture, Hebrew culture. You did tune into that. Psalms 135:4. For Yah has chosen Jacob for himself, Yisrael for his own possession. Yisrael for his own possession. Again, what is the very first and most important teaching that should be going out right now? Yahushua is salvation to the world. Everything else falls under that, right? You can take everything else and slide right up under that. It's almost like, what's the greatest commandment? To love Yah with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul. Everything else, in the second, love thy neighbor as thyself. It's like these two. And everything else falls right up under that. Psalms 147, we read this too. Psalms 147:19-20. We read this all the time too. He shows his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judge, his ordinance to Israel. He has not done so. That's another our version. He has not done this for just any nation that they don't know. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Did it for you, Abba Yah. That's what you did it for. All right, let's keep on moving. Let's move up to what they will call the New Testament. Let's go into Romans. We didn't read this before, too. 1 and 2. Romans 3:1-2. Then, this is Brother Shaul. He asking a question to the reader, right? He was talking to them. There was a situation going on back in these days in the Roman times when they was running things, right? When Rome, he was talking to Rome. We can go on and on and on about that. You know, at that time they was trying to hijack Mashiach for themselves, and actually they did hijack them. By the time where we at today, when you talking about a Messiah, they look at this Christian dude, Jesus Christ. That when you say Mashiach, Messiah, anointed one, that's what they look at. That's what the world look at. So they eventually hijacked them. They tried to hijack it right here. But Brother Shaul had to cut it off at the pass. He had to let them know some things. They eventually got it. Eventually we gave it away. We have no God but Caesar. That's what Israel said. And Brother brought that out this past Shabbat too. He said something very profound when he brought that out. about when they said we have no God but Caesar. He said, we can't handle that burden. That was a burden that we put on ourselves that we cannot handle. Look at Israel. Can you imagine? Listen to what we've been going through, and the Most High have a relationship with this one nation so far. And they just smacked them and threw them in the space, threw dung at them. We have no God but Caesar. That hurt just saying it, now that I know. Huh? Imagine that, how he felt. Oh, really? All right. You're going to eat those words, Israel. You're going to eat those words. Only for the faithful few, right? Only for the remnant that Israel was not destroyed and have not been destroyed is always a faithful few. Amen? Romans 3:1. Then what advantage does the Yahudi have? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Listen, he's asking these questions to these people in his day who's trying to hijack the system, their way of life, their Messiah, their book, everything. There's no more for the Yahudi. Do the new thing right now on the block. Then why does the Jew or the Yahudi have an advantage? Why is there profit in circumcision? You understand what I'm saying? Listen to what he's saying. And listen to how he said it. Much in every way. You understand? Because first of all, they were entrusted with the revelation of Yahweh. The revelation of Yahweh. Not you. Nobody else on the face of the planet. They were. Yes, we know that they act a fool throughout Israel. And if it wasn't for the faithful few, consider yourself one of the faithful few. Do you consider yourself one of the obedient children of Abba Yah and his brothers and sisters with a disdain? Or having mercy and compassion towards them as what just went off, a six-week journey that we talked about, that Brother Yariel talked about, what we should have for these people. Line these things up. Let Yahweh rock on that journey. Do you look at your brothers and sisters with a disdain as the rest of the world look at them? Coming up Greenmount one time last week, almost came into tears. I had to tell Mariel that, and he said he had the same feeling coming up Pennsylvania Avenue. How we look out there. The trash that we live in. The brokenness of a people. Again, what would you do to your enemy to keep him from the source of his power? What would you do to my heart? And as we was talking last week, me and Brother Harlow said, you know what? Our angry cousins is out there, but we're not going to be able to go out there like that. You're not going to be able to go out there, stand on the corner, and just read word. You're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to hear that. They are not going to hear that. No different than any person caught in any addiction or any oppression. You're not going to be able to go like that. What did Abba say he had to do for our ancestors down in Egypt in Mitzrayim? He had to do what? He had to bring them up. So they were no different than what we see out here today, fighting one another in poverty, in slavery, in oppression, fighting one another. And when the brother came to try to show them a better way, they turned on him. We know the story of Moshe when he saw the two Israelites wrestling, fighting one another, and he came and broke them up. They turned on him. Said, what you going to do, kill us like you did that Egyptian? First of all, the Egyptian was hurting, beating one of your brothers. You help him stand up for him. For you. Turned on him. What you think the people out there going to do? Jordan, not defending Jordan is wrong. The mindset behind the things are wrong. When you think you something because you got a pair on, think highly of yourself. And that's Israel. Sitting in mud, thinking they're on top of the world. In dirt. Their minds got to be elevated. I've been praying to Abba Yah. Doing a lot of praying lately. A lot of getting in the conversation. How can I reach your people? I'm talking about the choir. I'm talking about those down in Egypt. Those down in Egypt. What can I do? Which way can I go to help your people? Because they have took the word ghetto and they have... They magnified living in the ghetto. Trash. You ride behind somebody, drop a whole chicken box out the window. How you take a chicken box and drop it straight out the window on the road out your car? See these things all the time? We see it. Ride up Greenmount. Start at Greenmount in North Avenue and ride all the way up to Greenmount and 33rd. Start at Martin Luther King in Pennsylvania and go all the way up to Mondawmin. And there's pockets like that all over, but these two are the worst. Pennsylvania is the worst out of the whole city. And they want each and every one of us like that. They want all of us like that. Again, I don't want to jump ahead. Because I know I will. They want all of us like that. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. And if we ain't like that, we better assimilate and get in line. Or we are menace to society. Matter of fact, my bad, I need to read that definition to give y'all thought of that. Or just see. Some thoughts of what a menace is. I'm going to read it for y'all real quick. We finished with Romans 3, 1 and 2 anyway. I'm going to go to Romans 9, 1 through 4 next. Now, this is menace, a noun. This is from the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary. Menace. A show of intention to inflict harm, threat. That's the noun, first noun definition. This is the second noun definition. One that represents a threat, danger, right? Now, this is the second. A, this is B, still in the noun. An annoying person. Take all that and take Yahushua. Now you should be able to see it now. What we just read. Take all that, take your society, now take Yahushua and put it against the society or the prince of this world, which we know is Halal. Now, that's how Halal feel about Yahushua. That's how the world system feel about Yahushua. And now, if we are Yahushua's children, we are menace too. We are an annoying person. Why? Because we will not let up on homosexuality. We will not let up on adultery, because it just ain't about homosexuality. We will not let up on multiple wives, fornication, lying, and any other thing that goes against the Torah. We won't let up on it. So what we are an annoying person. You just stuck in your ways. No, I'm just going to live how Abba asked me to live. Right or wrong? Now, this is the verb part of the definition. To make a show of intention to harm. To represent or pose a threat. to endanger. And that's what we do to this world system. That's the route that Abba's taking us. We pose a threat to this world system. So to this world system, we are a menace to this society, this world system. Let's get back to the scriptures, family. I forgot to read that in the beginning. And we're still in Romans. Let's go to Romans 9. Starting at verse 1. We'll read down all the way to 4. I tell the truth in Mashiach. I am not lying. My conscience testify with me in the Ruach Spirit, Holy Spirit. Ruach Hodesh, Hakodesh, excuse me, family. That I have great sorrow and unceasing pain in my heart. Why do you have this, Brother Shaw? What's going on with you? What you see around you all the time? What's happening in your day? Right? Willie, back here, 2020, what's going on in our hearts? Go around us. What's going on with us? In our hearts, are we in our houses? What about our own lives? That wasn't Yahoo sure. In fact, if we go back to Brother Yeshaskal, Ezekiel, when Yahweh sent the men to Ezekiel, the six men with destroying weapons, why did he send them? What did he tell them to do? He said, because somebody down here, they crying, they sighing about all this abomination, all this lawlessness, all this. More than anybody else, and they cut them. That's what Yahweh said. That's why he sent those six men with destroying weapons to Yeshaskal. And he started at his house. But in order for us to get the mark, we have to be crying and fighting for all the abomination going on around us, right? That's how he got that mark. That's how those people got that mark. Because they was tired of the filth that's going on. They was tired of how Israel was living. Pray to Abba daily. Situation. Let's take it up a few centuries. Get here with Brother Shaul. He ain't feeling, he ain't getting the mark. But he's feeling the same way. And this is a little different how he's feeling. Now, let's read. Thou have great sorrow and unceasing pain in my heart. For I could wish that I myself was accused from Mashiach for my brother's sake. My relatives, according to the flesh. Hey, if I, my salvation from Yahushua, for my relatives, for Yisrael, forget it. Do that. Foul right now. They're living foul. Who are? So, who is the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the Torah, the service, the promises, everything. Everything. To the top. Let's go back to what's the number one teaching that should be going out. If you come the route of Israel, you will be placed in one of those 12 tribes. You will be placed in one of those 12 tribes. It ain't for you to go out and start some new stuff like Christianity and any other religion. But you must come the route that he gave Israel. You can't go no other route. But Yah, Israel. We're going to read that. You get anything from Abba Yah, because they got everything. They got the adoption. They got the glory. They got the covenant. They got the Torah. They got the service and the promises. And if you look up that word services, that's the order of your service. And if you ain't doing your service the way Israel doing their service, led by the devil, I just got to give it to you like that. The devil is leading you. Look that word up for service. A divine worship. You ain't worshiping like Israel. Now, salvation is for the world. We're gonna beat that horse. We don't want nobody to think that we teach our racism here. We teach salvation here, first and foremost. We teach salvation for the world. But it's not us who said or gave the way that you should come. You got a problem with us, how we teaching it. You have a problem with the Most High. Set it up like that. In line and reading his word for what it says. Amen. And we're talking about is we're going to need that power. We're going to need that power. We then went through some scriptures to show that Israel have been chosen by the one that created everything. Everything in the heavens, everything on the earth, everything. One nation has been chosen, and he has given us his ways. And the doors are open for all those who want to take hold of Yahushua. Amen? So he even fights for us. Did we understand that? He even fights for us, Israel. We can't wait till we get to the point where we can fight for ourselves, that we can join the battle with them. Because one thing that we know and understand that Israel is formed not just a nation, not just a church or an assembly. What did he say Israel was? An army. Israel is an army. You don't form an army unless you plan on defending something or fighting. So let's go to Second Chronicles. Let's see how our mighty one fight for us. Again, let's keep that at the forefront. What would you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? Second Chronicles, family, starting at chapter 32. And we're going to read down to 22, 1 through 22, 32, chapter 32, all the way down. I wasn't going to read all of it, but the story kept getting good. You know how you start reading, and you want to find a place where you can start. Keep going. All right, right there. Started the whole thing. Read all 22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're in Second Chronicles. And I'm going to write Teddy's name up to you, family, but... After these things and this faithfulness, king of Assyria, came enter into Yehudah and encamped against the fortified city to win them for himself. Now this is a whole nother king invaded Israel. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, that he was planning to fight against Jerusalem. He took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the springs, which were outside of the city, and they helped him. So many people gathered together, and they stopped all the springs and the brooks that flowed through the middle of the land, saying, "Why should the king of Assyria come and find abundance of water?" That's a good war strategy, right? Thirst your enemy out. He took courage, built up all the wall that was broken down, and raised it up to the towers with the other walls outside, and strengthened Millo and David's city, and made weapons and shields in abundance. He set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the wide place at the gate of the city, and spoke encouraging to them, saying, hey, woo, we got a rich history, Israel. Huh? Our kings ain't stay home. Let's bring it up today. Our presidents ain't stay home and send them boys out there to war. They was on the front line. We done read in Joshua, the wars of Joshua, how he went through encouraging the people. He on the front line. They sitting under Yahweh. Yahweh ain't sitting in the back. No, sir. He's going to the front of the line. What the scripture say about Yahushua when he comes back? What are you going to do, crack the sky? So all could see? So all could see him leading the charge. Not in the back. Mikhail, Michael, Gabriel, y'all go ahead up front. You know, I'm going to be back here. No. We don't got our leaders like that. They out front. We come from a strong stock. A strong stock. 7. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or dismayed because of the king of Assyria. Isn't that, we heard the same thing from Yahushua, right? From Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua, son of Nun, right? Nor for all the multitude who is with him. For there is a greater one with us than with him. You see where Brother Shaul pulled from? Greater is he that is in me than in all the world. You know, Brother Shaul pulled from right here. He pulled from another brother. The Ruach took him back here. Brother Hezekiah. Brother Shaul on the journey to what Yahweh told Brother Hezekiah. He wrote it in his words. But let's listen to what he said again. Don't be afraid or dismayed because of the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude who is with him, for there is a greater one with us than with him, Israel. Learn how to pray again. Learn how to pray for strength again. There's no timid men in Israel. Tongue biting, head hanging down when you're talking. Israel. Back straight. Eye to eye when they talk. Not going to be out there disrespectful to nobody. No, we out not out there being bad to nobody. Not lose our integrity. Not lose our inheritance to nobody. What Abba has installed in us. When they laid a man of Yah, they should know that that was a man of Yah. That is something different about that brother, about that sister. Because you, the sisters, y'all not left out. Y'all not left out. We can go from Deborah. From Deborah, we can go to the virtuous woman. Both showing courage, but in different ways. Right? We can go to the Shulamite woman. The love that she showed, that's courage, to love unconditional, to strength. We got a multitude of women. Y'all come from a long line of queens, sisters. Get your power back. That ain't saying that you go toe-to-toe with your husband. No, you do not go toe-to-toe with him as long, even when he not, because he represents Yahweh. He represents Yahweh. 2, you just represent the softer side of him. And no, for men, it's not for you to be a tyrant. because you represent Yahweh. You represent Yahushua, who laid down his life for the assembly, his wife. Have to understand that your Isha, your wife, represents Yahushua. And Kawah made he them. They was there together. In this thing, right? We're just two different roles. Just two different roles. So sisters, show your courage by submitting to your husband. Husband, show who you are by dying for your wives. Told as we speak. Y'all, we ain't gonna hold no punches. Not for the more rate, not for the priest, not for the rabbi, not for nobody. You ain't gonna hold no punches. You gotta speak the truth no matter what. If it hurts you too. But we're gonna get back to honor. Yahweh. We're gonna get back to the power that he has given this nation. Hey, Sam, I'm sorry. Yahweh goes off like that every now and then. I'm going to let him speak too. I ain't going to stop him. An arm of flesh is with him, but Yahweh, Almighty One, is with us to help us and to fight our battles. The people rested themselves on the words of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, right? After this, Sennacherib, then can't his name up, I'm sorry, family. King of Assyria sent his servants to Jerusalem. Now he was before Lachish and all his power with him. Then listen to how they pumped it up. To Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, and to all Yehuda who were at Jerusalem, saying, thus says Sennacherib, king of Assyria, in whom do you trust? What? Listen, Israel. Listen. Matter of fact, can we put it right here for us? This is Hallel talking to you. This is Hallel talking to you. This is Satan talking to you, Israel. In whom do you trust that you remain under siege in Jerusalem? Doesn't Hezekiah persuade you to give you over to die by famine, by thirst, saying, Yahweh, Almighty One, will deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hasn't this, hold on, something just came in my spirit right now. How he know that? How did he know that, right? Either there's a traitor in the midst of Israel, or he got a spy in Israel. Either one. How he know what Hezekiah said to the people? Traitor in Israel. Or there's a spy in there. Right? We can count on both at all times. Right? And Yahushua had it. We can count on both. A traitor or a spy. Either one. I'm calling you out if you with Beth Yahweh right now. I'm calling you out. I'm praying that Abba Yah pull you up out, turn up out of the ground. Amen. 12. Has it the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars and commanded Yehuda and Jerusalem, saying, you shall worship before one altar and you shall burn incense on it? Listen to what he's doing. Listen to how he's appealing to the people in their sinful nature, right? Listen to it. Because what did King Hezekiah, we know what King Hezekiah did. He took down all the false worship out of Israel, ran them up out of there. How that works, right? Trying to persuade us with our own selfish desire. You know what? That's wrong, man. Come on, man. That's wrong. That ain't right. You can't even do that. You come on, what? You gotta. You ain't tell me you. He don't want you to be that strict, right? Come on, you. No, come on now. Listen to it. And y'all seeing it? Let the Rock take us on this journey, fam. Searching. Don't you know what I and my fathers had done to all the peoples of the land, where the gods of the nations of the land in any way able to deliver their land out of my hand? He bragging down on himself. Who was there among all the gods of those nations which my fathers utterly destroyed that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God, your mighty one, your Elohim, shall be able to deliver you out of my hand? Stop right here. I have to get something wrong. Look, Israel already have a witness to this, right? Somebody else said something like that, too. Who else said that? And old Pharaoh, right? Old Pharaoh said, who is Yahweh that I may listen to him? Come on, man. Ain't nobody ever hear no Yahweh. You going to come up here after 40 years. Egypt. He knew who Yahweh was after those 10 plagues, right? He knew, in fact, out of here and take some money with you to go. I'm going to pay you to get up a hair buy. Come on now. Bring what you got to the treasury so we can give to the Israelites so they can get up out of here. Yahweh is now. Huh? Ooh, I sense chills. I see it. Ooh, 32:15, fam. Almost there. Now, therefore, don't let Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you in this way. Don't believe him, for no mighty one of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less will your mighty one deliver you out of my hand? Do he know he's talking to? Do he know he know? He going to learn, though. As the Hopper said, you going to learn today. His servant spoke yet more against Yahweh and against his servant Hezekiah. He also wrote letters insulting Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, and speaking against him, saying, as the mighty ones of the nations of the lands which have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall the mighty one of Hezekiah not deliver his people out of my hand. Woo. This boy bragging. They called out with a loud voice in the Yahudi's language. Now they're going to talk our language. They're going to talk Hebrew to us. They're going to talk Hebrew to us. They're going to mock us in our own language. To the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall to frighten them and to trouble them that they might take the city. Again, another drop in the Ruach. How they know our language? How they know our language? Just a little thought. They spoke of the mighty one of Jerusalem, of the mighty ones of the people of the earth, which are the work of men's hands. Now let's get to it. Hezekiah the king and Yeshayahu Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz, prayed because of this, cried to heaven. What we got to do, Israel? Just pray. Get that power back and pray. Yahweh sent. I got to stop. Woo. Y'all don't get killed from this. Gotta see it. Yahweh listening, right? You know Yahweh hear everything. right? You know that. You know the Melakim, you know the angels hear everything. What did we learn in the book of Enoch, right? About when the angel children was running around killing and eating everybody else, and Michael and Gabriel and all of them went to Yahushua and said, you don't see what's going on in the earth? They see everything. They hear everything. Can you imagine that? We know just a little bit about the Melakim. Can you imagine them listening to that? And they talking all that cash about anyone. Send me down there, Yahushua. Send me everybody. X. Just jumping up. Send me everybody trying to get down there. Different when Yaquiel asked, who won't pray? That's how we should be jumping. You shouldn't be sitting there quiet, crying over one another to try to pray for Yahweh. Cutting one another off. When we trying to get a word in, we cut each other off. Actually, we won't pray in silence. I'm holding back. Ain't no time to hold back. Got to get that integrity of that man back. I don't care if you pray 100 times in a row, climbing over one another to pray. That's an honor. The same, and let the women pray. Guaranteed they open their mouths with the quickness. One of you women want to pray? Oh, sure. We sitting there like bumps on a log. Sent an angel who cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains. Hold up. I was missing three different captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land, who he had come into the house of his mighty one. Those who came out of his own bowels killed him with the sword. How many angels Yahweh sent down there? One, and it was a pleasure for him. Bucked up against his mighty one. Take no prisoners. All his valor men. One of them thought they were strong. The last one. Power that we live with, that we have on our side, is real. But Abba got to see the sincerity of our hearts. He got to see the honor return, Israel. The honor got to return. Hallelujah. We got two more scriptures. Hold on, we got time. Second Kings, family. It's another power of Israel. This is what the adversary. He covers this. And then all his minions. You're talking about those flesh ones and those spiritual ones. They covered this right here. They covered this. Second Kings. Excuse me. 4, starting at 18. Verse 18, we're going to go down to 37, a little bit of reading, family. A little bit, we try to read this. But you know, I'm going to speak when I always say speak. When the child was grown, and one day he went out to his father. You know, this is, give a little background, this prophet Elisha and the Shulamite woman, and she prayed and cried to him, and he got her a child, right? If you can go back and read, I believe, start at 1. It gives you the whole drop. But for time's sake, we're just going to read. We're going to start from 18. When the child was grown, one day he went out to his father to the reapers. He said to his father, my head, he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he set him on her knees until noon, and then he died. She went up and laid him on the man of Yah's bed and shut the door on him and went out. She called to her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of Yah and come again. He said, why would you want to go to him today? Is it not a new moon or a Shabbat? She said, it is all right. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Don't slow down for me unless I ask you to. So she went and came to the man of Yah to Mount Carmel. When the man of Yah saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, there is a Shulamite, the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and ask her, is it well with her, well with you? It is well with you, your husband. Is it well with your child? She answered, it is well. When she came to the man of Yah to the hill, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi came near to thrust her away, but the man of Yah said, leave her alone. Her soul is troubled within her, and Yahweh has hidden it from me and has not told me. You're not going to go through it, but just Shema that one right there. That's the close relationship that the man of Yah is supposed to have. Revelations, discerning, right? And sister, revelations and discerning. Then she said, did I ask you for a son, my Lord? Don't I say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt and take my staff in your hand and go your way. If you meet any man, don't greet him. And if anyone greets you, don't answer him again. Then lay my staff on the child's face. The child's mother said, as Yahweh lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Gehazi went ahead of them and laid the staff on the child's face, but there was no voice and no hearing. Therefore, he returned to meet him and told him, the child has not awakened. When Elisha, had come into the house, behold, the child was dead and lying on his bed. Now, right here, we're going to finish it out. We have four more. Do you believe it? Do you believe the child was dead? Do you believe it? Do you believe the spirit left the young man? I'm saying it because I do. I do believe the spirit left the young man at that time. Yahweh has the power to send that spirit back anytime he wants. It's his body. It's his spirit. And he get the glory out of everything. Everything. But we got to believe. Got to believe his word. And therefore, and shut the door on them both and prayed to Yahweh. He went up and laid on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself on him, and the child's flesh grew warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once back and forth and went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her. When she had come into him, he said, take up your child. Then she went and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and then she picked up her son and went out. Amen? Amen. That's the power. Why would Abba Yah give us this story of rest of of bringing the child back to life? What we understand, we should understand. And no, brother, y'all, we all just read it last week that in how Yahushua, when he resurrected, all these spirits, all these people that have been dead, walk the earth. Envy that. They know that. They believe that. The crazy thing is some of Israel don't believe in the power of resurrection. Right? They don't believe that. So they want some way, somehow, they're forever. They want salvation, but they want to come the other way, like Yahushua said it. Some way, some, we don't get to it. Why are they tampering with all this DNA? We won't get to it. I don't want to jump the gun. Because again, what you do to your enemy to keep him from the source of his power. Right? One more scripture, family, and we're done, and that's in your comment, John. John 4. Now, this is going to be one verse, but the whole thought is beautiful. John 4, starting at verse 7, all the way down to 27. I got to get the whole thought, right? The whole thought. A woman of Samaria, because again, talking about that one group of people, and there's one way that you must come, and the power that they possess. They possess power within us. Let me tell you something right now. Each and every person who took the dip and believed in Yahushua HaMashiach and have received the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, have everything in them. They hold us back. Faith is our relationship with our belief that holds us back. It's these distractions that holds us back from doing the things. The same spirit was in Jeremiah, Moshe, Brother Nahum, all of them, and every prophet. To Hazan, somebody who had the Ruach HaKodesh, only one spirit. Come from Abba Yah. He is able to give his spirit, but he gives it in degrees, so to speak. But do we believe these things? Brother Shaul was able to shake off of Allah. We are able to do that. But in this day and time, our faith got to be there. Not saying go jump in a snake pit. We're going to be behind out. Don't do that. No, it's like old Hillel tried to tempt Yahushua to jump off the mountain. No, you don't tempt Yahweh. You don't go jump in this make pit. You just going to be behind out. You understand what I'm saying? But there's only one spirit. And if you have been baptized in Yahushua HaMashiach and received the Holy Spirit, you have that. You have it. We just have a multitude of distractions in this day and time. 4:7. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Yahushua said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples have gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, how is it that you, being a Yahudi, ask for a drink of water from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Yahudi have no dealings with Samaritans. Yahushua answered her, if you knew the gift of Yah and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Right? The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water. The well is deep. So where do you get that living water, right? Are you greater than our father Yaakov, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and did his children and his livestock? Go back to what Yahushua just said, if you knew who it was, right? But she has a nerve in turn to say, to him the father of Yaakov, the father of Abraham. One who met Abraham on the way, who told him that Sarah will have a child. Nerve to say to him, father Abraham. Imagine the chuckle on Yahushua. Did you see it? Did you feel it? Did the Ruach take you there? Did you go on that journey? Or you distracted? Right? That's what she had America say to him. Our Father. And again, I don't remember reading where he said he gave this to the Samaritans. So she talking to, she didn't already say the Yahudis and the Samaritans, we don't get along. I don't remember where Abba gave them that. How they get a temple, I don't know. Got a Torah, I don't know. Who's she talking to? He knows all. Yahushua answered her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst again. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Amen? We just talked about that. But the adversary won. He won salvation. But he won another way. He won become another way. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I don't get thirsty, neither come all the way here to draw. Yahushua said to her, go, call your husband and come here. You know? Look, he's giving her, he's showing her an order, right? Go get your husband. And I'm going to deal with your husband. Then your husband, you and your husband, y'all can deal with that in that way, right? Then the woman answered, I have no husband. Yahushua said to her, you said, well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. This have you said truly. You're right. You've been married five times, and you're working with somebody right now that y'all ain't married. You're living in adultery right now. You're fornicating right now. Right? The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you, Yahudis, say that in Yerushalayim is the place where people ought to worship. Listen to the conversation. She's saying something as if it's gold, as if it's supposed to be, as if Abba Yah have given them something different than everybody else in the world today. They're speaking as if Abba Yah has given them something, as if what they have is it. But listen who she's talking to. Y'all Jews say we should just over here in Jerusalem. We over here in this mountain, man. This is where we at. This is what we do over here. We over here in the mountain. This is where our worship, this is sacred over here to us. I don't know what you're talking about. Right? She believed he was a prophet, though. Listen to how Yahushua come back out of them. And Yahushua said to her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when neither in this mountain nor in Yerushalayim will you worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. You ain't worshiping the Father. Don't know what you're worshiping. For the rest of the world, if you ain't worshiping Yahweh, you don't know what you are worshiping. We worship that which we know. For salvation is from the Yahudis. To the kingdom is through Yerushalayim, through the Yahudis. We can say, yes, number one, preach Yahushua, right? But what did Yahushua just tell us about these people, how important they are? Huh? And we don't want to talk about that? We don't want to teach that? return. And we teaching our own thing, man. We're going by our own feelings. Not what thus saith Yahweh. But thus saith Yahweh. Listen to them. That's it. Ye worship that which you don't know. We worship that which we know. For salvation is from the Yahudis. The Yahudis, right? Singular. Right? But it made it plural. If you believe it. If you believe it. But the hour comes, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such to be his worshipers. To be his worshipers. Another way you could say worshipers, warriors, right? His warriors. He's seeking stuff. He out there looking. Who doing it the way I asked him to do it? Who doing it the way I asked him to do it? Who doing what I asked him to do? Who is giving me my honor? Who is standing straight? Who back is right? Who out there doing what I asked him to do? Who walking in the footsteps of my son? Who doing that? End of blog talk today, family. That was the last scripture. And we're going to end on that note. Let me see. Say the closing benediction. Pray Abba Yah give you the understanding. Open us up. Open us. Our Ruach up. And we move from there. Ooh. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Amen. Hallelujah. First and foremost, Shabbat Shalom. We are in the Shabbat right now. Shabbat Shalom, Abba. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Todah, Abba Yah. Thank you for your Ruach. Thank you for your kindness, Father. Thank you for strengthening us, Father. I ask that you strengthen all Yisrael, Father. Again, touch each and every body that's weakened, Father. Touch each and every mind that's weakened. Touch each and every Ruach that's weakened, Father. Strengthen us, Father. Only you can, Father. Increase the rock within us, Father. Increase our belief, Father. Increase us. Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. Prepare.
matter what you take from me, God still gets glory from me. The kingdom suffers.